Yeah, I'm excited for the opportunity and just excited to be back playing football. I really am. I think that's the bottom line. And it's a really good team here, a lot of good guys. And, you know, everybody's, you know, welcomed me with open arms, so it's been great so far.
What has Chung followed you at Texas? You kind of follow him here.
Yeah, no, it's great. There's a few Texas guys on the team, so got a few familiar faces, you know, to rag on a little bit. And, I'm just glad I'm here and back playing football again.
What was the wait like?
You know, it's frustrating. Hey, I mean, it's been a real long wait for me, you know. I mean, I've been out of football for, you know, close to 2 years, really. So, I've been extremely anxious to get started again, get back in the swing of things. You know, it's no fun. You know, I like being at home with my wife and with my baby girl, but at some point I want to get up and get around the guys a little bit and play some football.
How frustrating was that?
Oh, I'm good. I really am. I'm completely healthy. That's not an issue at all. I'm just, you know, like I said, just getting used to practicing again, getting reps, doing things like that, and, you know, like just getting in the groove. Little timing with receivers, things like that. Those are the things I got to get, you know, back grinded with.
What was it about this situation that was working for you?
I think, you know, first is probably just it was a good situation as far as, you know, the quarterback position goes. Was familiar with a few of the coaches and the people here in the staff and also with a lot of the guys on the team. There's a lot of guys on this team that I've had, you know, prior relationships with. And, you know, it's always easy to go to a place where you know people and you know you can trust them.
How frustrating was it, the Tampa Bay situation where they seemingly, I guess, were just kind of holding you hostage, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, it was a little unfortunate, but, hey, it's part of the NFL. It's just the way it is sometimes. You know, it was a tough situation. You know, you handle it the best you can, try to make the best of it, and you know, just hopefully, you know, just hope for the best at the end. And you know, I'm like I said, I'm happy that I'm here. I think it all worked out for the best, and we made it, you know, through a tough situation down there.
Chris, if Kerry were to go down Sunday, what could you do?
I could throw and drop back.
It would be pretty basic, though, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, there's a few things that are similar to me, you know, similar to carry over from the offense I've been in. You know, there's some lingo that I know, and then you know, of course, yes, there's some things that I do have to learn. There's no doubt about that. So I'm going to just do my best this week to acquire as much knowledge as I can and just be at the best, you know, possible place for me mentally when it comes Sunday.
How much can you expect it to be?
What's that?
How much can you expect that to be?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm a pretty smart guy, and I know I'm not going to grasp the whole offense, but, you know, I think I get a full day in today and, you know, really study tonight a little bit when I get back to my room. And I know there's a lot for me to learn and things like that, but, you know, just hopefully I can get down to basics and you know, be able to help the football team if they need me.
What swayed you from Kansas City to here?
Like I said, I think just the situation and you know, again, just the familiarity with guys on the team and the coaches and just felt more comfortable here.
How long did it take to get the memories of that hit out of your head? I mean, did you have to think about that for a while?
You know, the memories of the hit don't bother me. It was just a tough injury. That's all there really is to it. You know, I mean, the toughest thing is there's not a lot of people that have had my injury, so it was tough to rehab. I really had to work hard at finding the right people to help me out so I could get back to the way, you know, I was before the injury. So, you know, I'm not worried about getting hit or anything like that. It was just more me just getting my body hitting on all cylinders again.
Tough for some people to grasp the severity of the injury?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, it's an unknown injury, really. I mean, yeah, I'm the only guy I know of that's, you know, lost their spleen playing football and then got a 10-inch scar going right down the middle of their stomach because of it. So it's just, you know, I think the hardest thing about it was, like I said, the lack of knowledge about it from all aspects and really just me rehabbing it and getting back to where I needed to be.
Now that you've got a new job, looking back at how your old employers handled your last weeks there, what do you think about what they did and what kind of feelings you have about them?
Oh, I have nothing but good things to say. You know, I mean, I'm a realistic person. I've been around this league for a long time. You know, I grew up watching my dad. I understand the business part of it. And, you know, hey, let's be realistic. The Bucks, they got to do what was best for them, and that's what they did. And I you know, went in there knowingly throughout the summer that that's the way it could end up, and you know, so be it. I got some work in the summer camp, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm just glad I'm here and glad I'm around a lot of good guys in the soccer room.
Did you get a guarantee that you were going to be here the rest of the year?
No, I did not get a guarantee on that. I mean, I don't know if anybody's guaranteed that, are they? You know, I mean, you know, I know no one's said that to me or anything, and I'm just going to do my best day in and day out and see where that takes me.
You expect if you do well when Vince is healthy, they'll keep three?
You know, that's a question I really can't answer. You know, I don't know. Those are things you'd have to ask Coach. You know, like I said, I'm just happy to be here, and I'm just going to do what I can, and you know, I can't worry about all the other outside circumstances.
Is it at all unsettling that you're once?
Disclose that? How many years you signed for?
Just a one-year contract.
Just 1 year?
Yes.
At all unsettling that you're one snap away, you know, maybe from going in with an offense you're not familiar with?
You know, hey, it's, yeah, of course it is. It's a new adventure, that's for sure. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think there's a lot of things that carry over in football, and I'll know at least, you know, some of the basics as far as this offense goes. And I've played for, you know, this is my sixth year. I know how to, you know, move the offense a little, and if needed be, hopefully I can make it work and just get everybody on the same page.
Throw it up in the dirt.
Yeah.
Some other guys might have already asked you this. What's it like being in the locker room with some of the Texas guys?
Oh, it's great. It really is. You know, I mean, just being around Bo Scaife and Michael Griffin and, you know, just, you know, see those guys again, you know, have some familiar talks with them, knowing that they've been in the same place I've been. It's good. And Bo Scaife's one of my best friends on the planet, so that's, you know, it's a dream come true to be back with him and just be able to hang out with him and be with my buddy, really.
And I don't know if anybody asked you about this, too, if I'm correct. Explain this about flushing the blood out. Colds, little things like that, is it tougher to get over?
Yeah, there's things like that. I mean, I always got to, you know, make sure I get vaccinated, like, every 2 years or something like that. I mean, there's a few things that, you know, I got to be real careful with infections, and yeah, I am more susceptible to, you know, colds and sicknesses and things like that. But I haven't noticed anything out of the ordinary up to this point. You know, I really haven't. You know, I'm somewhat healthy besides, you know, an occasional cookie and some cake and everything like that. But you know, I'm just living life normal.
Bro, really. Trying to be funny, but are you washing your hands more? Not trying to be funny.
No, yeah, it's cool. No.
Anything you're doing, has it changed your life?
No, it really hasn't. I can't say that it has. I mean, my wife, she kind of gets on me sometimes, but, you know, I'm not one to really, like, alter my life a whole lot. And you know, I'll get checked up every now and then, but I'm just going to do what I got to do.